What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 28th, 2019, almost to the end of the month here. And my goodness, have we got a lot to talk about today. It's a very busy news day. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, get you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So let's get right on into it here. Nancy Pelosi, even though the government shutdown is over, even though Nancy Pelosi basically beat Donald Trump on the shutdown issue and got him to sign off on continuing the government without any funding for the border wall, she couldn't be happy with that. She is still planning to postpone the State of the Union. She's refusing to officially invite the president to give the annual speech on Tuesday. And again, she's feeling that she is victorious, that she is in charge of the government and not Donald Trump. And I think she's made a hideous mistake because, first of all, her unapproval numbers really soared during the shutdown. A lot of people really thought it was her fault that the shutdown occurred and not Donald Trump. And for her to do this after Donald Trump capitulates, it's basically Pelosi slapping Trump in the face, and I think it's going to come back to haunt her. So at this point, they don't know when the State of the Union speech will occur. I think Trump ought to just do a speech Tuesday from the Oval Office and explain to the American people what the heck is going on with this country, because things are just so obviously messed up, and we're seeing this government become so badly factionalized. And, of course, that is consistent with my theory that we're headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse here. Now, down in Venezuela, things are going rather chaotically there. The official corporate media is saying that Maduro is in decline and Guaido is in ascension. I'm not really sure that's accurate. Basically, Maduro has ordered military drills to show other countries, meaning the United States, that they should not try and think that a military intervention is going to be very easy in Venezuela. So they're working on that one here. But we know that the U.S. has been trying to intervene in Venezuela for a very, very long time, going on back to the time of Hugo Chavez. Sort of an extension of the Monroe Doctrine here. And Venezuela is looking at dangerous destabilization, with the United States and all of its allies having recognized Juan Guaido as president and declaring the actual Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, no longer recognized. Now, Maduro, of course, did win that last election in one of what is a very transparent, honest election. And former President Jimmy Carter, who has made a big part of his post-presidential career to look at elections around the world, says Venezuela's elections are among the most honest and transparent on earth. They're more honest and transparent than what we have here in the United States of America. But of course, you have everyone say, oh, no, we can't, it's not an honest election. The person that we want didn't win. Bill Maher came on out cheering the U.S. coup in Venezuela, saying, it's our backyard. He's basically echoing the Monroe Doctrine. This is our backyard. We're allowed to go on in there and mess around with that country here. And then went on to say that Trump is obviously interfering with Russia. They're still pushing that whole situation. Now, the United States has accepted Guaido's designation of Carlos Alfredo Vecchio as the Caracas Charged Affairs to the U.S., according to the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And basically, they're starting to treat Guaido like he is the president of Venezuela. And it could turn out to be a huge embarrassment, because they've been down this road before. They tried a coup against Hugo Chavez, which ultimately fell apart here. But Guaido is already targeting the state oil money. He's requesting money from the IMF. He's going to plunge the people of Venezuela into debt to the notorious International Monetary Fund to fund his unelected government. And it's rather amazing to keep that in mind when the U.S. is out there saying, we're bringing democracy to Venezuela. No, you're not. You're putting into power an unelected government. That's exactly what's going on here. Now, Guaido is attempting to fire the directors of Citgo Petroleum, which is owned by Venezuela's state oil company, PDVSA, and wants to appoint his own board, who will basically direct the money from the oil business into his pockets rather than Maduro's. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, National Security Advisor John Bolton is out there admitting the primary U.S. interest in Venezuela is their oil capability, not just the volume of oil they have, but what currency it's being sold for. That's been one of the big problems the United States has had with Venezuela over all these years. Venezuela is willing to sell their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. And that's been a big problem all along. Now, interestingly enough, as you know, there's photos all over the media of protests against Maduro, and we're being told that people of Venezuela, they've got no food, no clothing, no toilet paper, and they're just really, really poor. But if you look carefully at the photos of the supporters of Guaido, they look like they're doing very well. They're not the poor. They're not starving. These are the people who have been bleeding wealth from the people of Venezuela, and they don't want to give up that gravy train. And these are the people who are going to support a CIA-backed coup d'etat, and that's exactly what's going on here. Now, Venezuela has rejected the EU demand for new elections within 8 days. Not exactly sure what the 8 days represented. But they're saying, no, we don't need new elections. We just had elections. They were open. They were honest. They were transparent. The opposition won the legislature, which is part of what triggered this crisis here. But Maduro won the presidency. And he has no reason to go on back and have new elections here. So Maduro's describing this as insolence on the part of Europe. And he's absolutely right. It's insolent for any other nation to go into another nation and say, you've got to have new elections until somebody we like gets elected. Meanwhile, of course, we still have that crisis where the Bank of England is refusing to release Venezuela's gold back to Venezuela due to U.S. lobbying. And this, for lack of any other word, this is robbery. This is theft. This is the United States and England conspiring to steal the gold belonging to Venezuela. And that's exactly what it is. All right. Turkey is emerging as a staunch defender of Maduro against Trump. He's saying, brother, we are with you. Turkey is one of these nations that's getting a little upset with constant U.S. interference with other nations' business here. Australia, on the other hand, has backed Venezuela's leader, Juan Guaido, as interim president. So has Israel. So has Netanyahu. Yes, we back Guaido as the legitimate president. Well, you know something? It's not up to Australia, and it's not up to Australia. It's up to the voters of Venezuela, and the voters of Venezuela have chosen. They chose Maduro to be their president. Maduro is the president of Venezuela here. All right. Now, article out of Zero Hedge. The top five dumbest arguments defending Trump's Venezuela interventionism. The first argument, socialism is bad. Socialism is bad. Well, our own government is going more and more socialism. Certainly the liberal Democrats are pushing socialism as hard as they can. And socialism can be made to work if everybody taking part in it is a saint. That could be said for any political system as well. But the reality is that Venezuela, going back to the Bolivar Revolution, going back to Hugo Chavez, Venezuela decided as a policy they were going to spend Venezuela's wealth on the Venezuelan people. And that's why prior to all this U.S. economic warfare, Venezuela had one of the highest standards of living in South America. But you know, that sets a bad example. What? Spend the wealth of a country on the country's people? Oh my goodness, we can't have that. We can't have that. That's utterly ridiculous. You know, we've got to take the wealth of the country and give it to the already wealthy. You know, that's the way capitalism is supposed to work here. And that's a bad example. It's going to give the slaves in other countries uppity ideas. And that's one of the reasons why they've been after Venezuela for quite some time. The other argument they're saying, well, it's not really interventionism. There are no boots on the ground. But I'm pretty sure at this point, there probably will be very soon. And of course, the inevitable, Maduro's bad. Maduro is evil. Maduro is doing terrible things to his people. It's the same thing that we got claims against Assad, claims against Saddam Hussein, along with, you know, I support the Venezuelan people. We care deeply about democracy in Venezuela. Well, if you care deeply about democracy, why don't you respect the result of the last election? And finally, you don't understand what's going on there. You know, I talk directly to the Venezuelans, and they're very unhappy with Maduro here. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know what, Mike? People in Venezuela are going to work every day. There's cars driving around, and, you know, things are moving around. And, you know, there's a small percentage of people that's not happy, but you know what? That's the way it works. You know, there's always going to be somebody like over here that's not happy.
Yes.
Or riding in the street, you know. I mean, Mike, it's Guaido. You know, Mike Pompeo maybe need to, this thing seems rushed because he called him Guido. Isn't Guido like a bounty hunter from Star Wars put out by Jabba the Hutt? Or it's an Italian slang, or it's an Italian slang term. He called him Guido.
Well, actually, unfortunately, the G is pronounced as an H. It's Guido.
They don't, Mike, they don't even know who this guy is because he was put out there. Nobody even in Venezuela heard of the guy. The guy's a puppet who went to George Washington University. It's another fraud, and it's been rushed. And, Mike, it's going to fail because the military is backing not him, okay, they're backing Maduro. So it's a failure. And the attaché of Venezuela, you know, which is in Washington, D.C., so we know that he's bought off. But the majority of the whole, the Venezuelans are going to stick with Maduro. So it's a failed coup. And it's a shame, like, you know, like I said before, Trump ran. The same thing that's happening to Trump is he's doing it to Venezuela. It's a bizarre thing going on. Like, what they're trying to pull with Trump, he's pulling the Venezuela. And he puts Elliot Abrams in? Who is Trump listening to? Anybody who votes for Trump again, come on now. He put Elliot Abrams in, Mike. The guy is a war criminal, and he was behind these death squads, right, in Latin America. You know about Elliot Abrams.
Oh, I know about Elliot Abrams. I mean, he lied to Congress during the Iran-Contra affair. He had to get a presidential pardon, and yeah, he's definitely one of the deep state fixers.
Yeah, so, I mean, why at this time are they doing this? You know, like, everything's not, well, I mean, I don't even know what the stock market was today, but it's not, nothing's going well.
The stock market is down today, but I think what triggered this was that Venezuela inked a deal with Russia for Russia to mine gold in Venezuela. And the United States is saying, we need that gold. We need to put it in the New York Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan and all the other gold depositories to replace all that gold that other countries put in there that, you know, our banks played games with, and now they can't get it back.
And you know what's sad, Mike? Like, as the Bank of England, as, like, supposed to be a legitimate bank, like, would you trust them with your money? Like, as the American, you know, as they say in holding gold, if you don't own it, you don't hold it, right?
If it's not in your own possession, it's not really yours. And I mean, you know, the J.P. Morgan and the Fed basically proved that. So does the Bank of England with Venezuela's gold. Venezuela can't get it back now.
But the vaults are like a safety deposit box. So if you have your jewelry in a safety deposit box in the U.S. and say something happens economically or your government don't like it, if you go to that safety deposit box, that stuff can be taken.
Yes.
And you have no recourse to get it back. Now, then you know how Venezuela failed. Like, I mean, if they, first of all, they shouldn't be putting their gold in any other country but their own vaults at this point. Like, if every country should have the gold on their own hold at this point. Right.
Well, you see, Venezuela pledged, basically sent that gold originally to Germany as collateral for some loans, and they finally paid off the loans, and the gold was supposed to come back to Venezuela, but it was temporarily deposited at the Bank of England, and now the Bank of England is saying, no, we're not going to send it back. The U.S. is telling us to hang on to it, and I'm sure the Bank of England is very happy to be sitting on $1.2 billion worth of gold that belongs to other people. But that's exactly right. If it's not in your possession, it is at risk from any of these banking entities.
And you know what's sad, Mike? Like, you look, you see the playbook. You see how England, France, they came out, right, supporting Guaido. They don't even know who the guy is, but they'll support him because it's not Maduro. It's like whatever they get their marching orders for. I mean, these people don't have no loyalties to anybody anymore. It's a joke. It's a joke. And Mike, I'm gonna say this: if anybody still supports Trump, you're a fool. Because this dude, at this point, is not only a one-term president, but he has played us the fool, Mike. Because why would you pull this? Why would you put Elliot Abrams in and all these other people? I mean, it's one thing after another. And, Mike, if Trump runs against Clinton, I'll just stay home. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Don in the Philippines. Don, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Well, yeah, this thing about gold, there's definitely some stuff going on with gold that is beyond my ability to comprehend. I've dealt with gold. I mean, I made money on gold. I bought it when it was real cheap, like $350, and then it went way up, and I sold it. I made some money. But this deal with most of the gold is owned by central banks of the countries. That's where most of the above ground gold is owned. But I don't understand this whole deal about. Like your previous caller there said, why do they have it? Well, I understand the way you explained it. With Germany first, they were paying off a debt. But yeah, this deal, the storing it, Germany had problems also getting their gold from, it was stored somewhere in New York City, right? I don't know if they ever did
get it. Yeah, the New York Fed, they couldn't get their gold back. And when they got it back, it wasn't the original bars. It wasn't as pure. And as you know, it was in Germany where they discovered that some of these bullion bars floating around are actually gold-covered tungsten bars.
Right. There's fishy stuff going on. One thing I've never been able to understand is this concept of leasing gold. And they talk about it. If you read the gold websites and stuff, leasing gold, it makes no sense to lease a metal. Right.
Well, it does if you need to have it basically as a collateralizing agent. Anyway, listen, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Don in the Philippines. We're talking about gold leasing and why it even exists. And again, it has to do with companies that have to have physical gold on hand, and they may not actually have it until a later time. And one good example would be gold mining companies that are promising to deliver a certain amount of gold in a certain period of time. They can't actually deliver. They'll lease the gold. They'll turn that gold over to their customers. Then when they finish mining the gold, they'll have the gold back to return to the person they leased it from. So it is, in fact, a legitimate business transaction.
Okay. It just boggles my mind. I mean, it's like me leasing a house and then going to the bank and saying, I'm going to use this for collateral. This is a house that I leased, but you don't own it. So, I mean,
but unfortunately, that's the way some of these financial transactions will actually work, especially when you get into gold rehypothecation. They're out there playing games with metals they don't actually own. That's where the New York Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan, Bank of England and Bank of France got into trouble. They were playing financial games with gold that belonged to other nations.
Right. The whole ETF thing is like that. You buy a gold ETF, platinum ETF or whatever, based on the spot price of platinum, but you don't know, they don't really have that much platinum or gold or silver or whatever it is. It's just like a derivative to see if it goes up or not. It's all a shady, crooked business, and I don't know. The little guy like me can't do much about it. All we can do is survive, Mike. And everybody lies like hell all the time. And the whole thing is, people don't care about truth anymore because we're so accustomed to having these. The average guy at CNN, the whole stream of lies, nothing but lies, 24/7. That everybody's used to it, and nobody really cares what the truth is, and we're accustomed to it. Okay, that's all I got, Mike. Bye.
Yeah, we seem to have gone away from a civilization where there are truth and lies to where there are lies, and then there are the accepted lies. And unfortunately, a lot of what passes for economics today are the accepted lies, where we say, oh, yeah, we understand this is crooked, but we are socially required to accept that this is the way things are going to be. All right, Don, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we're living in the gold-plated tungsten age, I think. let's see. I think Dustin from New Jersey beat me to the punch. I was going to mention Elliot Abrams, one of these members of the National Endowment for Democracy. He's a Council on Foreign Relations member. I didn't know about the Iran-Contra, but it doesn't surprise me. And, yeah, I think, you know, it's almost like Venezuela is the latest in a string of takeovers by the CIA, like working for United Fruit in Guatemala all over again. That's what this is. So
it definitely is, and they've been planning it for a long time. They've been wanting to get into Venezuela for a long time. This is the latest effort. We don't know that it's going to succeed. That is still very much up in the air. The last time they tried a coup d'etat was against Hugo Chavez, and they actually drove him from power for an entire week before he was able to come on back. So we'll see what Maduro is able to do. But as long as the military is on the side of Maduro, it doesn't look like that they can really depose him, short of an outright military intervention. And I don't know that the American people are really willing to sit still for yet another war in another far-off land.
Yeah, that's it's funny how it's another flashpoint with Russia, too, just like Syria. I mean, they're really goading Russia. I don't know what Putin is still the only statesman left in the world, as far as I can tell. So I hope he keeps it together and doesn't plunge us into a third world war.
So. Well, we seem to be heading in that direction. And Putin is trying to keep things calm, but he's also trying to basically contain this U.S. expansionism. And at some point, it is going to reach a point of direct conflict between the U.S. and Russia. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it seems to be headed.
All right. Well, enjoy. Have a good rest of the show, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over. Well, actually, no, we're coming up on a commercial break here. So I'm going to leave the next phone call until after the commercial break here. Now, the head of Hezbollah in Lebanon is warning Israel regarding its continuing attacks in Syria, saying that a miscalculation could trigger a regional war. That may actually be what Netanyahu wants as a distraction from his corruption charges going into the Israeli elections. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Do you recall those stories emanating from France about a year ago or a year and a half ago regarding Christian Lagarde, the current head of the IMF, and former President Sarkozy? They were in legal trouble. Lagarde,
yes.
financially related. I believe it had to do with a French company, and Sarkozy, I believe, was the illegal contributions to his campaign may have been linked with Gaddafi, now deceased, conveniently. But
yes,
and we were told that Sarkozy was held at the police station for more than 24 hours. And I've tried to find information on these stories, any follow up, but it seems like they were just swept under the rug. It seems like these stories are just put out there to try to convince people. Yes, see, the justice system is fair. It applies to even the elite. But it seems like it's just been swept under the rug. Have you heard anything?
No, I have heard absolutely nothing. And it does remind us that despite, as you say, the posturing in the corporate media that justice is going to look at the high as well as the high never get prosecuted. They never get sent to jail. The Clintons are certainly a good example of that.
It's sort of like these are stories that serve a purpose. and I include in this what happened with MH17, the Malaysia Airlines flight that was shot down over eastern Ukraine, where it was shot down, but the investigation, the investigators really didn't care, didn't want to get to the bottom of the story to get the facts out on who was actually responsible. It just served its purpose, and its purpose was to impose sanctions, to get the Europeans to agree to impose sanctions on Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the investigation, they didn't even go to the crash site.
No. And the Russian government, the authorities, were offering information from the manufacturer of this book missile, but they didn't want to see it because it served its purpose. Just like I believe this Lagarde and Sarkozy story served their purpose. Now they're just forgotten.
Just pushing the agenda.
That's all. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. And getting on back to the news here, the United States has sent a new military convoy to Deir ez-Zor after the popular uprising against the Syrian Democratic Forces. Now, the Syrian Democratic Forces are not part of the Syrian government. They are one of the U.S.-backed rebel groups. And recently, because of some of the actions that they have been taking, they triggered a popular uprising among the Syrian people. And so now the U.S. is sending a military convoy to try and basically control the unrest against this group. I thought we were pulling out of Syria here. And apparently Israel is now opposed to a Syrian pullout, or at least a complete Syrian pullout. Israel is demanding the United States keep a base inside Syria with which to deter Iran or challenge Iran. And again, it's important to remember that the United States has not been invited to be in Syria by the Syrian government. They do not have the permission of the Syrian government to be in Syria. They are just in there because of this attitude of we're the United States and we're exceptional and we can go anywhere and do anything that we want. Okay. Meanwhile, ISIS, remember ISIS, they had this caliphate. We have a caliphate, you know, and there's going to be a caliph. And it's been shrinking down. And apparently at this point inside Syria, what was once the vast ISIS caliphate has been reduced to two small villages in Syria. So it's only a matter of weeks or days before the villages are overrun and ISIS in Syria basically ceases to exist. And at that point, the United States doesn't have an excuse to remain there anymore. And that's going to be a bit of a problem. Now, Trump has said he wanted to pull out of Syria because ISIS was defeated, which is accurate. And you have John Bolton and Mike Pompeo are out there saying, no, we've got to stay in Syria. Well, what's going to be the excuse here? Well, Assad is gassing his own people. They're probably going to try that one again here. All right. Turkey is shelling the YPG militia positions in northern Syria for a third consecutive day. So that is still going on where all this Kurdish unrest, if you will. So it is still going on over there. As you know, one of the arguments that's being put forward to remain in Syria are those four American soldiers who were killed in what was claimed to be a suicide bombing. And other voices are coming on out saying that American deaths are not a reason to stay. And that the idea that the death of a U.S. soldier in combat is not a reason to keep staying in the combat. And that maybe it's not a good idea to be pushing that idea. And of course, a lot of people are thinking that the attack that killed those four soldiers in Syria was a false flag specifically to push that agenda. that we have to stay in Syria, that we can't leave now. They attacked and killed our people. And it really didn't make any sense, really, did it? I mean, the United States is withdrawing from Syria. Why attack the U.S. at that point when they're finally leaving? Now, over in Israel, the tensions are still going on there. Apparently, a Palestinian has been killed and 22 injured in clashes with Israeli soldiers in eastern Gaza. And apparently, it all began with a stone being thrown from a slingshot at Israeli troops. By the way, did you know that a Palestinian throwing a stone can be sentenced to 10 years in prison in the Israeli court system? Those must be some real nasty stones. All right. The United Nations has expressed shock at the terror carried out by Israeli settlers that killed a Palestinian father of four in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. And they're talking about an incident in Al-Mughayr. And they're saying it's shocking and unacceptable. This is from the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Medanov, and basically saying that he's talking about this Palestinian village was violently stormed by Israeli settlers where they killed one Palestinian. And they're saying the UN must put an end to the violence. Well, the UN can't. It would take a Security Council resolution, and any Security Council resolution against Israel or the Israeli settlers will be vetoed by the United States. So Israel can basically do whatever they want. They're above the law. As long as the United States exercises their veto at the UN Security Council, Israel is above international law. Egypt has issued an ultimatum to Hamas on cooperation with Iran. And this has to do with the fact that Hamas was supposed to get funds from Qatar, which was blocked by Israel. And Egypt is now issuing this ultimatum saying that Hamas should not cooperate with Israel at all, or bad things will happen. So Israel is definitely coming down on the side of Egypt is coming down on the side with Israel. And a lot of it has to do with their gas partnership. Egypt is buying natural gas from Israel. And now they're buddy-buddy. They're all friends. I guess that whole thing about bombing the Sinai a few years ago has been forgotten. And they're all buddies, and Egypt is now coming down against Hamas. Over in France, Macron is trying to undo the Treaty of Verdun and basically bring back the Carolingian Reich. And this has to do with France and Germany signing this new treaty, reaffirming their close ties and commitment to support each other. It's called the Aachen Treaty. Now, of course, Germany and France were already committed to defending each other under the NATO agreement, but they decided they were going to sign this new treaty, which is bringing themselves closer together and effectively almost forming one whole new country out of them. But they're pushing forward toward this grand army of the European Union. And we're starting to see the schism break up in the EU, where you're going to have France and Germany as the main powers inside the EU. Now that Britain is leaving, it's going to be France and Germany versus the other nations inside the EU. And of course, the goal of France and Germany is to displace Brussels as the primary controlling force inside the EU. Meanwhile, a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in Brussels ended Friday, failing to continue to agree on the dispute surrounding the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, leaving the matter unresolved. And U.S. officials are still saying they'll withdraw from the INF in the next 2 weeks. Now, their complaint is that Russia has a new cruise missile system that violates the INF. Russia says they know their new missile system does not violate the INF. They've put it on display. They're willing to have experts come and look at it and verify that it's within compliance with the INF. The U.S. is saying, we don't care. We have already made up our mind. We're leaving the INF, and we're starting to build a whole new bunch of nuclear-capable, intermediate-range nuclear weapons. Over in Paris, this last weekend was the 11th weekend of the Yellow Vest protests. And once again, the police were out there with tear gas, trying to push down the protests. France deployed about 80,000 police officers to patrol the events and to disperse trouble. And there's been some violence, scattered skirmishes. A few cars were set ablaze in the Normandy town of Evreux. And in Paris, crowds gathered at the headquarters of France's lower house of parliament. Police used tear gas on demonstrators at the iconic Bastille Plaza. And so that's going on over there. Okay, down in Zimbabwe, as you know, things are going very badly down there. There's been a huge crackdown, and rights groups are claiming that women are being raped during house-to-house searches by the Zimbabwe forces. And the government criticized a report by its own rights commission that said security forces were using systematic torture. The government is now claiming that the uniformed perpetrators of these abuses are bogus elements out to tarnish its image. In other words, they're claiming that people are going on out and buying uniforms of the Zimbabwean forces to go on out and commit these rapes and atrocities just to make them look bad. I don't think so. All righty. Now, here's an interesting little story. The Democrat-controlled House followed the Senate this week, passing legislation forbidding the president from withdrawing from NATO and affirming undying U.S. support for the outdated Cold War alliance. And the question is NATO really about defense, or is it a jobs program for the military-industrial complex? Or has it, in fact, become a new offensive force serving the West? Now, the House and Senate can pass a bill, but the president has to sign it before it becomes law. And I don't think Trump is going to sign this one. Trump's been talking about pulling out of NATO, and I think he should. NATO's obsolete. NATO's become like its own military-industrial complex. Its primary mission is to seek its perpetuation and survival. So when you have any institution, whether it's the military-industrial complex or NATO, that survives on war, they're going to seek to create war. Now, getting into our domestic politics here, Jerome Corsi has come on out and said that he's happy to testify against Roger Stone and basically about what occurred during the 2016 presidential election and whether anyone coordinated with WikiLeaks' effort to undermine Hillary's Clinton campaign speak for itself. And he said, I'll be happy to testify if I would be subpoenaed, Corsi told CNN host Jake Tapper. And I will let the testimony fall wherever it falls. I'm going to tell the truth to the best of my ability. So that is still going on out here. Over at Davos last week, former Secretary of State John Kerry called on President Trump to resign. And Kerry's statement was carried by many media sources, as well as him being asked if he plans to run for president in 2020. But nobody's asking the most important question of all. Why is Kerry still attending important world functions and meeting with world leaders? It's like the Obama White House has never really left. They're still out there. meaning world leaders like they're still in charge. And that's a valid, valid question. Okay, former San Francisco mayor and speaker of the California State Assembly, Willie Brown, is claiming to have influenced the career of Kamala Harris with political appointments while the two were having an extramarital affair. Brown wrote this in a short article in the San Francisco Chronicle. And Harris was 30 years Brown's junior when the two were dating, basically about half his age. So a lot of little canoodling going on there over in Sacramento. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, even though we're just now out of the 2018 midterms, we're already into the 2020 campaign season. It's just nonstop at this point. And everybody's piling on into the presidential campaign for 2020. They're sensing a political vacuum there, as it looks more and more like Trump's going to be a single term president. And one of the people getting ready to wait on in is former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. He's going to run as an independent. And apparently this is scaring the heck out of the Democrats because of the possibility that he could, in fact, split the anti-Trump vote and thereby secure Trump's reelection. And of course, that's the concern of any of the either of the two traditional political parties. When an independent runs, oh my goodness, they're going to take votes away, and they're going to allow the other person to win. But apparently Schultz, who's a lifelong Democrat, he's throwing his hat into the ring, and but he says he's going to run as an independent. And basically, anonymous Democratic strategists have been warning every reporter that they can. Schultz's independent bid is an embarrassing flop. And worst case, he peels off enough swing state voters to hand Trump a second term. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. Now, Tulsi Gabbard here in Hawaii is getting ready to formally announce her 2020 campaign. She's going to announce it on February 2nd. We still don't know exactly where or when. I'm hoping to be able to get on out and take some pictures when that does happen, but we'll see. The bad news is, and this is coming out of thehill.com, Hillary Clinton is not ruling out another run for the presidency in 2020. This is coming from CNN White House correspondent Jeff Zeleny. And he was saying on Inside Politics, Clinton told people as recently as this week she isn't closing the doors to the idea of running in 2020. And at this point, I would insert great obscenities, but the FCC would come down on all of our on-air affiliates for that. Okay, do you remember last November 19th? 16 FBI agents raided the Maryland home of a Department of Justice whistleblower who was in possession of Clinton Foundation and Uranium One documents. Now, the whistleblower came across the documents while he was working for an FBI contractor, according to the whistleblower's lawyer. And they basically, the feds came on in and confiscated the documents. The whistleblower's Dennis Nathan Kane, the FBI agents rifled through his home for over 6 hours, even though he'd already given the documents to the proper investigative channels. And the documents basically, well, we've got to do a station identification, then I'll tell you the rest of the story.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.